Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier, and today is our Live Well Lifestyle Seminar. We were listening to a little Leon Lewis there, Leona Lewis, and hope you are in a good place today and ready to do a little inner work. Find what we can love about ourselves. This is the Lifestyle Wellness Seminar where we talk about our spiritual side and how to love ourselves and empower ourselves and to go for life. It's not the clay seminar. I did have some clay questions in queue today, and I will address those individually by email. So many people just think each time I do a seminar, it's going to be about clay, but the lifestyle is more about looking at our choices in life and our attitudes toward life and what that brings to us. And today we're going to talk a little more about self-discovery and who you are. Excuse me, I had to take out my retainer there because I realized I couldn't talk well. All right. My intention is today is to really know who I am, to recognize my guiding principles, to notice what I will and will not tolerate. Before you can advance in life, you really need to know who you are and what your strengths are, what your desires are, and different things in this line. We talked about Maslow's laws of self-actualization last time, so we're going to do a little more follow-up to that, and I want you to get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can go back later and answer them and fill them in, but I think they'll really help you get to that place in life where you are just vibrating with love and excitement about life and purity of life and willing to just go out and grab the gold ring on the merry-go-round. So what gives you the most joy in your life? Excuse me. Write down, you can answer, you know, 4, 5, 6, or if only 2 or 3 come to town, to mind, write that down. What gives you most joy in your life? Think of times when you were the very happiest, and what was it about that time that gave you great joy? It may be different for each of you, but just think of times when you were happy. One of the happiest times in my life was when I went to college, and I was out from under the strict rule of my parents, was given freedom. I'd already been given values and principles and knew right from wrong. And it was in an exploratory world, and yet it was safe. I was taken care of. I didn't have to worry about my daily existence. My security was taken care of. And I got to learn how to budget. I had to live on a specific income. But it was an exciting time where you can explore life, find out what really thrills you. You have a degree of independence, and you're not totally thrown out in the world on your own. So you still had security, but you had a great deal of independence, freedom to make choices and things in your life. Your parents are always just a phone call away, or nowadays an email, so you could go to them and ask. But it was a real happy time for me. I was meeting people. I was in a sorority. I felt a connection and camaraderie. I joined associations with like-minded people doing things that I like to do, different clubs that were important to me and other people. I was with like-minded people. So it was a really liberating, kind of freeing time in my life. Another time when I was a little child and I spent the summer with my godmother out on their ranch, and my mother had some surgery, and so I stayed several weeks with my godmother. And I got to ride horses every day, which I loved, and I would help, you know, move the cattle and help feed the hogs and help drive the mules while they took the corn off the stalks that they were feeding the horses and the pigs. And it was, help Mr. Meyer gather the eggs. It was a fun time. I was helpful. I was learning things. I was learning about life, and I loved being in nature and around animals. And so that was a great time of joy, being in nature, being outside. So I found I have a true nature value in my life, and it really brings me joy. I mean, if I'm down, I just want to go sit somewhere and watch water flow, or on my porch and just look at the trees and the flowers and listen to the birds and watch the interaction of nature, the hummingbirds, the bumblebees that come to the flowers, the butterflies. It just brings me great joy. And yours might be something different than that. So look at what gives you most joy in your life. And you might want to prioritize these as you get through. You can kind of feel them and feel, you know, what they feel like. Having my children, watching my children growing up, be involved in their activities was a joyful time. Right now, I love interacting and watching my grandson and doing the things he loves to do. He likes to hunt and fish and play baseball and football, and I get to go to his games and watch him, you know, stumble through the first learning years and then getting better and better and still learning. There's always more to learn. So those are things that brings me joy. And then finding this company has brought me a great deal of joy, to be able to talk to people every day and help them with their needs with the clay company. And that's been one of the highlights of my life. I never would have thought when I started out I would end up owning a clay company and helping people with a very safe product that could sort of return them to balance and help them get back on the right track to health, to a healthy life. Wasn't in my plan when I was in college, hadn't even thought about it. It was one of those things you stumbled on, and when you recognize your joy, it pulls you forward and you kind of link up with those things. So that's the first question. What gives you the most joy in your life? And write these down so you can go back after the show and just sit with them a minute and really think about it. The second one is, what are your core values? We are driven by our core values, and we will stay within parameters of those values that rule our lives. They're qualities that you most value in your life, the things that are very important to you. I have a value of integrity and honesty. I don't like to be out of integrity. I feel very guilty if I'm not being honest. I have a value for a sense of humor. Humor is very important. I love creativity. Creativity is one of my values. Finding solutions. Creativity is about looking outside the box and trying something different, experimenting and exploring. I'm sort of the mad scientist with clay. I like to mix it with things and see what happens. And occasionally you come up with one of those aha wins and we have another product. And so identify your core values. What are the things that are really guiding principles to your life that you're just not going to tolerate some things? And because it's a core value, self-respect is a core value, spirituality, your religion, all these things that we believe in are our core values. So make a list of your core values. What do you love most and appreciate about yourself? Now, this one's a little harder for a lot of us to go in and really look at ourselves and say, you know, I love it that I do this. I love it that I can connect with people. I love meeting new people. I love being able to step out on my own and be an entrepreneur. I've worked several jobs in my life, and eventually I will end up in an entrepreneur role. I've started several businesses, and it's like a burning desire that pulls me. It's not secure. You have to step into a realm where, you know, you don't have a paycheck there every week regardless. You have to trust and have faith and build on the future. And it's kind of scary, but it's also super, super rewarding. And I find with the right attitude that the universe really takes care of you. It just, and we'll talk a little more about that too. So what do you love and appreciate about yourself? Your laughter, your sense of humor, your letting go of anger, your compassion, your caring, your work ethics, your church service, just so many different things there that you can love and appreciate about yourself. But I find there are things that we don't see in ourselves that we have that are very blatantly, other people are very blatantly aware of, but we don't recognize them. So another question that I want you to ask three people that you know that knows you pretty well. What do others most love and appreciate about you? So ask them, what is it that you love and appreciate about me? And make a list of their answers. Have them make a list. I know I did this with a person who knew me very well, and I asked him, and one of the things he said was, your boldness, you're very bold. And I said, me? Bold? I had to look for it and realized I really was. You can't step out and be an entrepreneur if you're not bold. And when I went to college, my burning desire was to study agriculture and to be around animals and nature and livestock. And there again, that there was one of my values that was pulling me forward. And I went to Texas Tech, and my first year when I went into that orientation class, I was the only girl in 700 boys. And that was bold. You know, I wondered at the time, do I want to duck and run and get another major, or can I really do this? And I'm fixing to go back to my 51st reunion this year and meet some of my classmates. We're going to get together and go out to eat and be at a conference. And that all these years we've kept track. And ironically, although we studied agriculture, most of us are in different fields. One was in banking, but he was dealing with a lot of loans to rural farmers. One is in insurance, and one is still farming. But it's amazing how our lives pulled us in different directions. So ask people what they love and appreciate about you, and you might be surprised at some of the answers, but let them in, accept them, and look for it until you recognize, yes, that is me. Oh, wow, I hadn't recognized that. And your inner work for today is, what do you need to let go of to be successful? What is holding you back? What is pulling your cork underwater? What do you need to get rid of so your cork will float? Are you doing what you love, and what's holding you back? And I don't ever want to say that you just need to quit your job and start something tomorrow without some savings on hand. You need to take care of security. Sometimes you need to work two jobs if you're going to be an entrepreneur until you get the second one started. Some people are very happy working with someone else. And, you know, we all get benefits from our job, and they're all serving and helpful. And to be part of a team and a company is just as gratifying. So what do you need to let go of to be successful? What's holding you down? What's burdening you? What do you need to love yourself more? Sit with this a while and make a list. It's very important to recognize there might be a relationship you need to be let go of that's holding you down, and you may think, you know, that person can't survive without me. They really need me. I need to be taking care of them. But if you notice you resent the things you have to do to take care of them, there's kind of a clue. And some of us believe that if we don't take care of them, they're just going to die. And that may not be true. I had an incident with someone that I had to let go of that wasn't serving me. And it was difficult because I had to believe that they needed me. And when I really looked at it, I realized I was just enabling them to have an easier life and not learn what, or go for what they wanted. As long as they had it soft, they're not going to get out and really work and try. And sometimes, as women in particular, we have a tendency to caretake and enable people rather than teach them how to fish. There's a huge difference there, to be a teacher or to be an enabler. And I had to let go of them and know that they're going to survive. They're not going to die. It's not the end of their life. I'm not their source of supply. When I came to the realization that I'm not everyone's source of supply, that they really want something, they'll figure out a way to get it. And if they want it bad enough, while they're figuring out how to get it, they're probably learning skills that they need in their life for something bigger down the road. So to detach from being needed was a big thing for me. And it may be one of the things holding you back. And look at what's holding you back. Sometimes you think there are limitations and that you're in a box and you can't do anything else. And if you are in such a situation, don't resist it. Say, I get to help this person. If there's nothing else you can do, you have an elderly person that depends on you and you're frustrated and tired and you have your own life to live and yet you have to go and look after them. Look at it as an opportunity to give back. Look at it as an opportunity to serve. And it's just about not resisting it and not regretting it. There's something there for you, or you wouldn't be in that situation. There are some keys to freedom, and one of them is everything happens for me, not to me. If you can believe that everything in your life happens for you and not to you, then you can be responsible for your life and you are capable of making changes. But if you feel like it happens to you, you're a victim, and you will always be at the bottom of the barrel. So look at everything that happens to you, good or bad. When I look back in my life, and I think about some people that I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I knew or that I worked with or that I had a connection with, and then I look, if they hadn't been in my life, where would I be today? And it's amazing that they were there for a purpose. Sometimes it's for me to learn my love myself in their presence, to set a boundary, to stand up for myself. And these people were there to test me and push me so that I can find out how strong I truly am. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about because everything in your life is there, happens for you, not to you. No one can hurt me. That's my job, says Byron Katie. And if you think about that, if someone says something that hurts your feeling, you had to let it in and believe them and think less of yourself, and that's what hurt you. You know, if they said something unkind to you and that's their belief, a good answer would be, you know, you might be right. And you walk off. You say, I hear you, I acknowledge you, I may not agree with you, and I'm not going to argue with you. So, for somebody to hurt your feelings, you have to be sensitive and let it in and have a belief that they might be right. And they might be. And you can look at it, and if you feel they're right, you have a choice to make. And if you don't, you can just brush it off and go on. But if you let every little thing that someone says offend you, you're walking around with a chip on your shoulder. You get very defensive, and you close people out. You shut off relationships, and you block yourself into a little cubicle where you think you're safe. So no one can hurt me. That's my job. If I'm hurt, it's because my interpretation, my perception of what happened, and I let that in, and I hurt myself. I can't blame them. I've found a really neat thing from my law of attraction. It says your inner being vibrates powerfully and pointedly. And when and if you harmonize with that vibration, it's like a rocket going off. Things really begin to happen quickly within your experience. Your vibration rises to the point where you can have connection with who you really are. And that's what we're trying to find out today. Who are you really? What's your greatness? That's when you feel uplifted. That's when you feel empowered. That's when you feel elated. That's when you feel those goosebumps come. And that's when it happens. Your work is to, more of the time, deliberately think thoughts that will lead you to thoughts that will lead to thoughts that will lead to a fuller connectedness with who you are. So you want to go to the positive thoughts and keep thinking the positive thoughts and letting it, being around positive, empowering people and putting yourself in that role. And when you believe, the universe will send to you, it says, oh yes, you want this, you deserve this, here it is. When you believe you deserve it, you can have it. You are the attractor, and the blocks of thought within you are your point of attraction. So if you ever want to know the blocks of thought within, what the blocks of thoughts in you are, all you have to do is look at what you are living. Because what you are living is an exact replica of the blocks of thought within you. The way you are living, if you're living in struggle and life is hard and you think you can't do things, guess what your outcome is? Struggle, life is hard, and you're having trouble getting things done. Why? Because you believe it. You talk about it. It holds you down. Can you feel the burden of that? Just feel that energy in your body. It holds you down. It pulls your cork underwater. So you need to let go of that and go beyond it. Because if you're not happy with your life, you are what's attracting that life, and you need to change what you're attracting. So change it to a positive outcome. My life is easy, my work is fun, I have time for everything in my life. Most of us don't have enough time, we spread ourselves thin. You know, there is something called delegation, and if you're part of a family and you have children, there are lots of things even 2 and 3 year olds can learn to do to help. They're very close to the ground, so they can squat down and pick up something, and it's much easier than you bending over to pick it up. And they take a pride in taking things and putting them in the trash can, and you applaud and reward them and thank you, and they love it because we are pleasing people, even as children. So delegate more. Don't try to do everything for everybody, and if it doesn't get done, it's okay. Believe and get in that happy place. If you're in a down place, change it. Go to think of some happy thoughts and think, what is it you want to do? And if you believe you can't do it, let go of those limitations and say, show me a way. Show me the way. Is there another way I can do this to be more successful? Ask questions of the universe, of God, of your higher power, your source, your higher source. Ask and you shall receive. But you have to be willing to let it in, and that goes with compliments. How good are you at accepting compliments? Do you turn them down? Do you make excuses for them? Do you say, someone say, oh, I love your dress, and you say, oh, this old thing, my sister had this and gave it to me, and I like the colors in it, so I wear it. All you have to say is thank you. That's all. That's all. You owe no excuse, no justification if you spend $1,000 for it or got it at a garage sale. That's not the point. They gave you a compliment and you just say yes. You're worthy of saying, you're having a nice compliment. Just say yes. Don't feel you need to put yourself down or put yourself up. All right, we have quite a bit to chew on this week, and I hope you will do these exercises. The outline for this today's seminar will be posted, and Cheryl will send out a notice when it's online, and you can go and print it down and have those questions. And please take a moment to sit with them and answer them. I think you'll find some exciting things about yourself. And when you believe in yourself, there's just nothing you can't accomplish. Remember, you are the attractor, right? And you will attract by your happy vibrations. So stay in that place. And our closing thought for today is, I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. It is my mind that creates my experiences. I am unlimited in my own ability to create the good in my life. Now, I'm going to read that again. That's a power thought from Louise Hay. I now go beyond other people's fears and limitations. It is my mind that creates my experiences. And I am unlimited in my own ability to create the good in my life. You are unlimited. You can create the good in your life just by thinking of the happy times and the good. And if you have a desire that you really want, ask yourself, why do I want this? What is important to me? And write them down. There's more than one answer there. And when you state why you want it, it's like the universe opens up and say, oh, yes, they definitely need this. Here, let's channel this to them so they can receive it. And then all you have to do is allow it in. You know, the universe hears your request, and there's probably already a lot of things that can lead you to it waiting for you just to believe and accept and let it in. So let in your goodness. Dream big dreams. Don't hesitate to have a big dream. Be specific about your dream. If you want a new house, where do you want it? What location? What kind of neighborhood? You don't want it next to a railroad track. You need to look at the environment around you. Sometimes you can find the house you like, but the environment is not exactly what you want. Hold out for what you want, because it's there and it's waiting for you to find it. Connect with that and know that you are worthy. You are deserving. You are a blessed child of God, and that you make a difference in this life. And when I look back at all those people that I was embarrassed about knowing, and I realized without them, I would not be where I am today, I realized it was all perfect. Every bit of it was perfect. Everything happens for me, not to me. And those embarrassing moments were happening for me to lift me to a higher place. So that's our program for today. More self-discovery of who you are and loving yourself, loving that who you are, just accepting them and loving it. Go for your dreams. Dream big. If you're not getting the things you want, give that away. If you want more love, be more loving. If you want more friends, be friendlier. I know I am the instigator. One of my strengths is that I am an instigator. I get people together. When I have a group of friends that I've kind of moved on from, every now and then I like to call them up and say, let's do a lunch. And they love it, and they come, but they expect me every time to be the instigator of it. None of them say, call me and say, you know, it's time for us to have lunch. Why don't we meet here? And they send out the emails. They look to me to do it. And I do it because I enjoy seeing them. I love getting my friends from different areas of my life. And they all have different unique gifts and talents. And getting them together and asking about their new accomplishments and where they are today and where they've come since the last time we saw them on following their dreams and what's happened in their lives. And as we tap into each person's story, there's a synergy there and excitement to know that we're growing and that we're doing things. So if you don't have that in your life, you be the instigator. You call them up and you start it. I often sit down and call people from high school or that I haven't talked to in a long time just to check in and say hi. We're not close like we were a long time ago, but it's still good to say, so what's going on in your life now, and where are you? And gee, it's been a long time since we've talked, and make connections. So there it is. You've got a little homework this time, inner work, and I hope you'll do it and reread this material. And my desire is, and my intention, that this is beneficial to you and it will lead you to a higher place of loving yourself, because that's what we're here to do. When you love yourself, you love life, you radiate joy, and you affect the world in so many ways. Just a smile to a stranger will make a difference in the world today. So go forth. It's spring. Plant some seeds of joy and happiness. It's time for us to count our blessing as Easter comes around the corner. I wish everybody a safe journey if you're going to be with family, and fun times if family are coming to be with you. Let's praise our God of our higher understanding and be thankful to them for the many, many blessings we have. And I wish you a happy, beautiful Easter and spring. This is Perrier, over and out.